What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 355, and our podcast is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us, of course, a little kickback and keeps the podcast on going. With me is Ryan. He said he had too much to eat.
I did. You kicked it live and then started the timer. And like, so at the beginning of this video, it's probably me saying, I ate too much.
Yeah, that's kind of what it kind of popped up as, which is kind of funny. What's kind of funny is Facebook keeps on changing how like live streams are done. Like I was trying to share this and it just like completely messed up. So I'm going to try to share it again, but
yeah, I had way too much for dinner tonight. My kids and wife, they're with my sister-in-law. So I was like, all right, I'm on dinner on my own. So I just stopped somewhere at a Mexican restaurant on the way home and had this big old burrito, and I ate almost all of it. I'm glad I didn't eat all of it because it would have been real bad, but I'm stuffed, but I'm here.
Are you going to make it? Are you going to make it through the night? Are we gaming later? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right.
I can feel it down here, but
you might need a bathroom break between podcast and streaming.
We'll see.
But yeah, guys, this is our weekly tech podcast. We have all kinds of fun things to talk about this week. We did take last week off, which I feel was, for me, it was much needed, kind of like needed to regroup, replan all of our reviews and all the things that we have going on. And I think it was really good because we have a lot of great content this week that we get to talk about, and some really fun things and some things you guys can win and all kinds of stuff. So we do have our full show notes page, which is right here. It is linked in the description of this video. If you want to follow along and kind of click through as we're talking about things, so it has everything that we're going to be talking about this week. And we'll jump to reviews. And this motherboard that I took a look at is probably the best looking motherboard that I've reviewed in a while, I would say.
Okay.
So this is the ASRock B650 Live Mixer. So B650 is obviously a step down from X670, X670E. But as far as like the feature set, it is very much the same, except for you're not getting PCI Express 5.0 on your graphics card. You're only getting it on the M.2 slot. But I think for most people, they like to make that trade-off. I think I would make that trade-off. I would rather have PCI Express 5.0 storage and then do 4.0 on the graphics. So this is their new series. They launched this with this board, which again is the B650, but then they have a Z790 Live Mixer. And this whole series of motherboards is really targeted towards streamers, content creators, those type of people. And obviously they wanted these boards to stand out, to kind of, I guess, stand out to those type of people. I don't know necessarily where this graffiti, like how this graffiti design speaks to those type of people,
right,
per se.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure that out ever since.
But I like this.
I like the design, right? Yeah. But how does it tie to the streamer? They just,
you know, persona? But the thing is like, how different are you going to make a motherboard design, right? Like, how if you're in that boardroom at ASRock, you're like, okay, we're coming up with this new series. What are we going to make it like? What's you know, how are we going to design this? And I think that this actually looks really, really good. Like I said, it's one of the best looking motherboards that I've seen in person. And like, again, these pictures look great, but in person, this thing looks amazing.
Yeah, it definitely puts you into like a, I don't know, an aesthetic, right? Like you want to make a build that matches this color scheme wise, I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot of components that might not look great with this, unfortunately. I think it'd be cool if ASRock came out with like a Live Mixer GPU, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, some other accessories to go along with this, but it is a very cool look. I like this.
Yeah, it just looks so, so good. And all of like all the heat sinks here, they're all metal. Nothing's plat. Like, this is not plastic. It's all metal, which is really cool. And then you have the paint splatters on it saying Live Mixer on the IO cover here, and then Live Mixer kind of across the bottom, which is really cool how it's goes into the actual board itself and then over to this other heatsink. Yep. Really, really awesome looking board. Just like I said, just on looks alone, like I said, it's one of my favorite boards that I've reviewed lately. Of course, this is AM5. So you have your AM5 socket here. Great power delivery on this. These, again, metal heat sinks on your VRM. And we can kind of go into everything. It is pretty, again, this is B650, so you're not going to see all of the features that you're going to see on a lot of other boards. Oh, and I'm not mad about this, but only two SATA ports.
Yeah, that's like the least amount of SATA ports I've seen since SATA became a thing, right?
Like, I feel like, again, we are moving away from SATA, you would think. Sure. But again, this is like a more affordable board, so maybe four would have been good instead of two there. And then we have M.2 slots. Like I said, the top one is your Gen 5, this one right here. And then we have two more that are Gen 4 under the bottom here. You can see, you know, everything being taken off here. So Gen 5 here, two Gen 4, which is, again, three. So you can do a total of five hard drives off of this.
Yeah, I think that's plenty.
Yeah, which is more than plenty. I think most people will do one or two, maybe a SATA, maybe an M.2, and you're kind of, you know, you're kind of done there. But overall, like I said, I like this board. There's nothing really in its kind of segment. I really, really like it. And the thing that I know you'll like about this, Ryan, is that if you are a live streamer, if you are a podcaster, what kind of devices do we have? What is my camera connected to?
USB.
Is this, what is this? Well, this mic is XLR, but this mic goes into an interface. Right. How does that interface connect to my computer?
USB. Exactly.
I have all these other USB devices. You like, if you're a streamer, you have the Stream Deck, you have controls for your lights. There's, you know, you have all these things, right? You want USB ports. And I think that's where this board really, really shines, because there's 14 USB ports on the rear IO. And then you have more that are available via headers. So a total of 23 USB ports on this board.
I think that'll be enough.
You have a bunch of 10 gigabit or USB 3.2 Gen 2. You have USB 3.2 Gen 1. You have a bunch of USB 2.0s here. You have USB 3.2 Gen 2x2 available on the board itself via header. So you can connect that to your case. So yeah, I mean, this thing is kind of loaded out. I would say, though, again, this is called Live Mixer. The audio solution on this is not great. I don't know if, you know, that's just because I think most people are going to use an audio interface if they are podcasting or something like that. But the audio solution isn't all that great on this board. But beyond that, like I said, I really like this board. The fact that it gives you, again, all of those USB ports, it really, really stands out. Like, this paint job is just amazing. It has enough storage for me. And yeah, like, we didn't really run into any issues with it. They've changed their, there is some lighting on it too. So just a little bit, it's a half strip here. The strip doesn't go all the way down the front. It's just a half little strip that's going to give you some underglow. So if you have this installed, it's going to give you a little bit of underglow there. Nothing really to write home about. But they did change the BIOS. So we did a full BIOS video on this, which is on our YouTube. But the BIOS has the orange and all that kind of stuff too, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, like the paint splatter.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. Changed the, like the look of it. So if you want to check out that video, it is on our YouTube there as well. But yeah, I like this. I gave it a 9 out of 10. $229.99 right now. Yeah, like I said, it's so cool. Like, I wish I could, like, you need to see this board in person. I think the pictures did turn out really good, but I think it's just a board that you need to see in person. It looks really, really good. Go ahead.
I know we saw the Z790 version at CES, and it's the like purple and white and kind of a lavender color. And it looked really good. We had seen pictures of it, obviously, you know, ahead of that. But yes, yeah, seeing it in person, just the quality of the metal and how they did the paint across the board and those heat sinks does look better in person for sure.
Yeah. And I do think we did see the kind of purple one. I think the orange just pops a little bit more too. But it would be really cool to see ASRock come out with a graphics card, a Live Mixer graphics card of some sorts that would really allow somebody who's not necessarily like, you know, like a modder to really put together a system that matches these. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We have Sly Panda in the chat, and he asked, is this a 13 series board? No, it's a AMD B650, it's an AM5, so it's going to support all the new Ryzen 7000 series processors.
The Z790 board.
They have one that is, instead of orange, it's sort of like a purple. Just look up, or I'll bring it up. What is it? The Z790 Live Mixer. So it looks like this. So that's the
purple. And that one looks good too.
Yeah, that one does look good. Yeah. So this is the Intel version on Z790. But yeah, the same overall, kind of like the same look, just different colors. So again, you can kind of see, you know, the difference in what they look like. To me, I do like the orange. I like the orange a little bit better. But it would have been nice to see this as an X670E to get a little bit more of that feature set. But yeah, pretty cool stuff from ASRock. Definitely check out the review if you're interested. I go into more details. Of course, we have all of our benchmarks and everything like that in the review, but I think it's really cool. And I hope that they at least keep this around in some sort of fashion. Sometimes we see companies, especially motherboard companies, come up with like a series of boards and then they kind of abandon them after like maybe one or two generations. So hopefully ASRock, you know, continues this, maybe adds a little bit more streamer/podcaster features in here.
Well, and ASRock's really been like kind of really the one leading this lately, right? You've had like I think the Tai Chi is pretty unique, right? Where they did some of the gears and moving stuff. Obviously, they took some of that movement away in the latest iterations. We also saw the Sonic board from ASRock, right? And then these Live Mixer, they're just different looks from what everybody else is doing, you know?
I think that we've come to the point where it's like all the brands, and even ASRock included, you know, you see, okay, this is going to be the Aorus line of motherboards, and they're going to look pretty much the same as the last generation.
Yep,
exactly. Even with ASRock, this is their Tai Chi. This is their, you know,
Phantom Gaming.
This is, you, we all know these lines, and these lines are pretty cemented with every motherboard manufacturer. It's not often you see another line of motherboards come out. So it's kind of nice to see this. Hopefully we get maybe a couple more boards. It would be really cool to see like a micro ATX, mini ITX Live Mixer boards too. Yeah. Those would look pretty cool in some small form factor builds. So we'll see what they do. But like I said, check that review out for sure. And then I took a look at a headset. It's actually the headset that I'm wearing, and that is going to be my headset going forward, which is pretty cool. It's always nice to review a product, and then that's a product that you
use. It replaces something.
It's always a testament to that product, right? It's not just because it's new. It's because it has all the features that I want and that I'm going to be using going forward. So I took a look at the SteelSeries Arctis Nova 7X. And to not confuse people, there's a 7X, there's a 7, and there's a 7P. They're all the same headset. The X version, actually, as you can see, the box is made for Xbox, but it works on PlayStation. It works on PC. Like, this is completely multi-use. So it literally works on everything. Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Mac, Nintendo Switch, MetaQuest 2. It will work on mobile. Works on everything. The reason you have the different versions is so they can get this little sticker.
Interesting.
So there's a 7P, which is made for PlayStation, that's so they can say it's made for PlayStation. The only difference in these headsets is, here, I'll go to a better
the picture. Color of that band.
Yeah, the band. So on the Xbox One, it's green. On the PlayStation One, it's blue. On the normal Nova 7, it's black. That's it. That's the only difference. So if you're buying one of these, it really doesn't matter which one you buy. They'll work on... Each one will work on any of them, which is pretty cool. And then talking about the colors here, one thing that's really interesting about this headset is that the ear cups, like they are the there's like they're like they're caps and they're just magnetized, and you can buy booster packs from SteelSeries that have a different color headband, and then they have different color caps that you can buy if you want to customize these a little bit more. But you can just take this off and kind of customize it yourself, right? If you want to paint them, or if you have an engraver or something, you can kind of do what you want.
Those aren't illuminated, are they? That's just a, like a silver paint. Okay.
Yeah, it's just silver. Nothing on these is illuminated or anything like that. But yeah, I would say this, as far as size, I mean, you can kind of see these. I'll make myself big here. Like, you guys can kind of see these are, but you know, your normal size.
They do look sleeker. I think the black, right? Like, I used to be so used to you wearing like your green Razer ones, and those just looked big. But I think it's because they were like flashy colors. Those look
Razer,
but they are pretty big too.
I can't think of the name of the Razer ones, but those ones were really big. Yeah. These aren't. This isn't all that big, at least in my opinion. When it comes to gaming headsets, I've had a lot of ones that are a lot heavier. And the one thing I really like about this headset is the design of the headband. So the normal, like, the headband doesn't have any cushioning on it. It has this sort of strap, this nylon strap that kind of suspends the headset on your head. It's a lot less pressure on your head. So the headset that you're wearing, which is the Corsair HS80, right?
No, this is the Virtuoso.
Okay, HS80 is very similar. I love
the one that you have on, right? Yeah,
I love that headset. It sounds good. The mic quality is actually one of the best out there, but I can only wear it for like a few hours. It starts to hurt the top of my head just because of the cushioning. So I really like this like nylon suspension band that's at the top of here. It just, for me, it's really, really comfortable. Of course, the headband's adjustable. Like most gaming headsets these days, lay flat design, which not only is good for is for like throwing it in a bag or you know in a backpack, but then you can do stuff like this where you where you can kind of set them right here, which is really cool. And then you have your pull out mic, so the mic comes out from the side. As you can see, it's retractable, comes in and out very easily. All your controls are on the microphone or are on the headset itself too. So on one side, you have two power buttons. One's the normal power, one's for Bluetooth, which we will talk about. And then you have a game and chat mix, which again, we'll talk about how you kind of enable that. But that's going to change between, like, say, you and I, we talk on Discord. I can turn you up and turn my game sound down. And then you have a Type-C for charging. And then on the opposite side, you have a microphone mute button and then your volume wheel. And of course, there's the microphone that pulls out. And then you have a 3.5 millimeter if you want to use this with some type of mobile device that doesn't have Type-C, like an iPhone or something like that. You can use the 3.5 millimeter jack right there. The headset feels really good. It's very strong. I haven't really noticed anything in the month I've been using it, which is really cool. I didn't talk about the ear cups. They fully encapsulate your ears. This is their Airweave mesh, which I feel is very, very comfortable. And it does have good sound isolation. It is kind of weird. Like when I was showing you guys taking the headset off, like it just feels weird taking them off because you feel like you're isolated with the headset on, which is really good. No active noise cancellation, but good sound isolation, which of course is great for gaming. Getting this thing set up is extremely easy. You get this little USB Type-C dongle. And if you're going to be using this on your PC, there is a little switch. You want to turn that switch to USB. It's going to be on all of them. On the PlayStation 1, it would probably say PlayStation. And then on the normal one, it would probably just say controller. But you just want to put that over to USB and then plug it in. And then you'll see the headset pop up in your sound devices. But you will notice there'll be multiple sound devices that become on your system. So you'll see SteelSeries Sonar microphone, SteelSeries Sonar media, SteelSeries Sonar chat, and then there's one that's SteelSeries Sonar game. And what's really cool about this is the software. The software is probably the number one thing I like about this headset. It allows you to really control everything, and on a different, like each application or each thing that you're doing, you can control it individually as far as the sound goes. So in the software, you have this thing called Sonar, which is a new piece of the SteelSeries GG software. So as you can see, we have a master, game, chat, media, and mic. And these are all for, these are all those outputs that got put on your system. So again, when you go into your sound devices, you have a Sonar game, a Sonar chat, a Sonar media. And what you can do is, Ryan, you listen to what, Stream Tunes, or what's that called when you're streaming?
Stream Beats.
Yeah. Stream Beats in the background, right? But you want to be able to control that individually. You don't want that to be the same level as your game.
Right.
Right? So you would, and I assume you play that through Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can set different, like in your Windows settings, of course. So I have my Spotify set to SteelSeries Sonar Media. And then I can click on media, like right up here, and go into the media tab, which is right here. And I can set, like, I listen to a lot of rap music, so I had to set to music deep bass, but you can kind of set it to whatever you want. Now in the gaming section, which is really cool, is I can, you know, there's a bunch of different configurations. So for all of the most popular games, SteelSeries already has built-in EQ settings. So we play Apex. Here's the one for Apex, and you can see how it changes the graph here of what's going on. There's a bunch of them, which is really cool. And you can make your own, which is really good. So that's really awesome. You can just change this depending on what game you're playing. And again, this doesn't change the output of your music or Discord or voice chat or anything like that, which is really cool. There's also spatial audio. So there's 360-degree spatial audio. And what's really nice about their spatial audio is that you have a little bit of leeway in what you can change. So on a lot of spatial audio, it's just on or off. That's the only setting you get. You can't really change it. Here, there is a slider for performance and immersion. So more immersion or better performance. And then distance. So from 0 to 100, you can kind of set the distance that you hear your enemies coming from, which is really cool. So you can kind of mess with that and kind of see what in the game that you're playing, kind of what fits what you're doing. But the spatial audio does work. Again, like I said, we play Apex, and I was able to identify where people are coming from for pretty far distance away. Like I was like, oh, people are coming. And, you know, because Ryan always, when we play Apex, Ryan, I'm like, Ryan, you didn't hear that guy coming?
I was just waiting for it.
Yeah. So that's really cool. And then if we move to the chat, same thing. So with chat, like I said, we use Discord for our game chat, but you guys might use something else. But I can actually control the EQ setting of that sound coming in. So if Ryan's chatting to me, he has a really crappy mic, I can kind of clean that audio up a little bit, which is really nice. So you're able to set an EQ setting for your incoming chat from your friends, which I think is really powerful. There's also AI noise cancellation that you can turn on for this. And you can do that on the mic setting as well for the onboard mic. But yeah, it's really cool. Like you can set noise reduction, noise gates, things like that for people in your voice chat. So if somebody has people yelling in the background, you can kind of try to cancel that out. Or again, like somebody who has their mic on all the time, it's like always on, you don't have to hear them breathing really loud. You can set a noise.
You just hear their voice. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can do a lot of that. Like I said, we showed you the media control, and then the mic control is pretty cool too. It has its own EQ settings. I was messing around with Ryan the other day. They have a walkie talkie setting, which makes the mic sound like a walkie talkie. There's a bunch of things you can do with this. It's really, really powerful. And if you're a streamer, it's nice to be able to control these things independently of each other. That's a really good, one reason that Ryan uses his Wave 3 microphone that he's using right now, is because the software gives him the different outputs that he needs in the background for a stream. This was what makes this headset so powerful, in my opinion. It just, like I said, everything's just kind of set there for you, and you can control it independently. A lot of times it's just one setting for the headset. So if I set the EQ setting for Apex, my rap music's not going to sound great, right? Especially if I have spatial audio turned on, right? But I have spatial audio and Apex turned on for my game. And then if I'm listening to music in the background, it's not going to sound all crappy. You know what I mean? So it's really, really powerful what you can do with the software. and we talk about the performance. The microphone sounds good. It's not the best that I've heard when it comes to a wireless gaming headset. It's good. It will definitely do the job, and your teammates won't really yell at you for having a crappy mic, but you will be able to tell the difference between some other wireless headsets that we've tested in the past. We have them all here if you want to listen and see the difference between the different gaming headsets. Another cool thing about this headset is that it does have Bluetooth and it has multi-connect. So I can be connected to my PC and Bluetooth at the same time. This is good if you just wanted to maybe for some reason on your phone wanted to listen to music in the headset at the same time as you're gaming. Be able to control that. But the best part about it is that you can take calls while you're in game and it's going to come through on the headset. And you can set in the software, hey, if a call comes in, turn the game music down. You know what I mean? So I can completely be in my game, still be playing, pick up That's the really call, cool. and I'm still playing, but I don't have to take the headset off, which is one of the biggest pains if you're like really in a hardcore into a game. Call comes in that you know you need to answer to wife, girlfriend, the family member. Like, you know you need to answer that call, but you're still in the game. You don't necessarily have to take the headset off and get completely out of the game. You can still be in it and answer that call with the headset, which I think is really cool too. So I really like this headset. It like I said, it's going to be my new gaming headset going forward. Of course, the most important things is that it does sound really good in gaming. The sound accuracy is there with the spatial audio. And it's comfortable, right? I can wear this for hours on end. I really like it. It's not too heavy on my head. And then the software is what really brings everything together, which I think is really cool because it is extremely powerful. And I think for a lot of people too, you know, this is $155 on sale right now. That's still a lot of money for a lot of people to pay for a headset. I think, you know, a lot of people are kind of at that $100 range. But the thing that's really great about this headset is that it's multi-device, right? You can literally use this with anything. So you don't need a separate headset for PC and one for Xbox or PlayStation. Or again, if you have like a Meta Quest 2 or VR headset, like it's going to work with everything. It's going to work with your mobile device. And the thing that's really great about it working with a mobile device, it's not one of those headsets that has a mic that you can't really hide. Like you can't really tell that there's a microphone on this headset.
Right.
So that's really cool about this. So I gave it a 9 out of 10. Check out the review. It is an excellent gaming headset.
I think the software adds a lot to that price point as well, right? Like,
yeah,
if you need that audio mixing and those features, I think that this headset becomes that much more of a value purchase.
And they're constantly updating that software. So you saw, I can bring it up. Some of the features are in like early access right now. Like the AI noise cancellation, you can kind of see
it was early access. Yeah.
So they're adding a lot of things, and Sonar is made for all of their audio devices. So there's a lot of, again, this is going to continue to be updated. And things are going to continually get better with the software. So just like we talk about with NVIDIA, with RTX voice and NVIDIA broadcast and that value add-on, this is the value add-on of this headset. And I really like to see it. And I think that SteelSeries really understands gamers, and they know that we want to be able to have a sound level just for, you know, Discord and one for the game. So we can, if I can't hear Ryan, I can just change that chat mix to go higher, right? You know, in the game, I don't have to go into a bunch of menus and change it. So they really understand that, and I think that's what makes this headset really, really good. So, like I said, check out the review. I would highly recommend getting this headset for sure.
Sweet.
And that brings us to Case Mod Friday. And if you're not familiar with Case Mod Friday, that is where we feature a build or mod that's been completed in the community. And this one is from a High Resolutions Computer Shop. We featured a bunch of their builds before. It is in the Height Y60. And this is an interesting one. And I wanted to get your take on this, Ryan, because they have completely covered that front window with a res.
Yep.
Do you like it? Do you not like it?
No, I do. I do.
You like this?
I think filling that up with a res there is okay, especially on this case, because you get that angled window right next to it, and you don't lose the full front like view into the case, especially if you've got it like me, and I presume a lot of people, this case is going to sit to your right, right? So you've got a great look into the case, but still a really unique front panel there with that reservoir.
I really like this one. And again, these are RGB lights, so they could be anything, but they're just decking it out in the all white, which I think looks really good. EK water cooling in this. Corsair Dominator memory. It's looking
real. They have a distro plate on the bottom too, it looks like.
Yeah. So there's a distro plate here. Let me see if I can.
Because I saw that line going in front of the GPU. Yeah, you can kind of
see it right here, which is really good because honestly, for me, I'm not a fan of the floor, as you would call it in this case, right? Because it blocks off everything. Mm-hmm. So I kind of really like it that they've turned that into a distro plate, which I think looks really cool. Let's see if we have another picture. You can see it a little bit better right here, obviously. Yep. But I don't think there's any shots.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like there's a screen at the back.
Which is pretty cool. Is there any pictures?
It's a bright build.
Yeah, super bright. You can kind of see the distro plate here. But really cool. Like I said, I like this one. I mean, that just looks sexy to me.
It does look good. Yeah.
Yeah. ROG motherboard in there. Like I said, there are some really good height Y60 builds. I like this. This is probably one of my favorites. I feel like a lot of people do overdo it with this case, like too much in the case.
I mean, there's a lot going on here for sure. You've got two radiators.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the all white images make it look a little less busy.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot going on here. You got two distro plates / reservoirs. You've got two, you know, radiators, you know, a monoblock on the board. So
I didn't even notice that monoblock. Wow. Yeah, like I said, a lot going on, but I like it. I wasn't sure how you were going to feel about the front.
Reservoir. No, I think it looks good. Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty cool. So definitely check this one out. We have a full section of Case Mod Friday builds. If you do want to go through, if you're on the website, you go to articles, Case Mod Friday, and there are a ton. How many pages?
55. We didn't talk about that Mercedes-Benz one, but I liked that too. That was the
week. Oh, yeah. So this was last week. So we skipped last week. This is the one from last week if you guys want to check it out.
I think it's mostly the color scheme that I like on this. I don't necessarily like the case, okay. but I like the colors and like the some of the stuff they did with it.
Yeah, cool. Really cool. Let me just scroll through this really quickly so you guys who are in the live stream can see it. This was actually a build done for the Formula One team. Maybe they do some type of modeling.
I like that color weave on the power cables. How it fades out is nice. That GPU block looks good with that pastel coloring of the coolant. So yeah, I liked that one as well.
Yeah, it looks really good. So check that one out as well. Like I said, we have a full section of Case Mod Friday builds. We did talk about it, obviously not last week because we didn't do the podcast, but before I said we're giving away a laptop. I wish I had it here to show you guys again. But we're giving away the Lenovo Slim 7i Carbon. Giveaway is live now. Obviously linked in our show notes. You can definitely find it. And there's already 12,000 entries in this thing. It's very, very popular.
Okay.
A bunch of ways you can enter and do all that. Make sure we have a video review of the laptop on our YouTube. Make sure you watch that video because in that video, there's a secret phrase. And if you go down into how you can enter, it says, please enter the secret phrase. So that gives you 5 more entries. I had to do it to make sure it worked. That's why you can see this one checked here on my screen. But it gives you 5 more entries into the contest. So definitely, yeah.
Sweet.
Watch the video. It's in there. I can't tell you where it's, I'm not going to tell you where it is in the video, but I'm sure you can figure it out. But yeah, check that out. Great little laptop. As I said in the review and we said a couple weeks ago, it's that perfect take with you anywhere laptop. It's lighter than a MacBook Air. Definitely powerful enough for most things there as well. So like I said, get your entry in. We're running this one for a month. So tons of time to get your entry in, but get your entry in and check out the video there as well. And we'll move to news. And the next RTX 40 series graphics card that is slated to come out is the RTX 4070. The non-TI version, of course, we had the 4070 Ti, which was supposed to be the 4812 gigabyte, and that whole fiasco. But the next one down the line is the RTX 4070. According to rumors, it's going to come out on the 13th of April.
Coming up soon.
So that's coming up. So that is going to be the next one. Are you at all looking at this one?
I was for half a second, but I think our next article is going to touch on this. Pricing wise, I'm not as excited. It's kind of going back to that. What's the current AMD card? The 79
XTX
XT and the XTX, right?
Yeah.
Like there was that price difference, and you're like, for what you're getting for the little more the expensive one, just spend that extra money. That's kind of where I'm at with the 4070 and 4070 Ti, at least according to what we're looking at in these stories. With the 4070 looking to start at $750, you can bump up about $50 and get to the 4070 Ti base price. So,
yeah, it's pricing cards $50 apart.
Mm-hmm.
As they launch doesn't make sense, right? So when a TI card typically is the refresh, right? So the refresh comes a year later, right? And then you plug in those $50 price point, right? Or some, you know, $50 more.
But that's when we had to walk uphill both ways in the snow to get to school. Now it's Wild West and none of that matters.
Nothing
anymore.
Makes sense. Yeah, I think if the pricing is going to be $749, and that's just the reference, right?
Yeah.
So if you go to a Strix card or a high-end MSI card or an Aorus card, slap another $150 more dollars onto that.
Yeah, and now you're in the 4070 Ti range. So
yeah, and why wouldn't you get the 4070 Ti now? This card is supposed to be based off the same GPU as the 4070 Ti, obviously cut down a little bit, but the memory configuration is going to be the same. So, yeah, I don't know about this one.
I was getting excited, and then I looked into this more and obviously read our stories and was like, nah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, 50, like, again, for the refresh, it makes sense. And the refresh was typically to compete against what AMD had put out after they did their initial launch of cards, right? So I don't know. I'm just, you know, there was a card between 700. Say there was a card at 700 and there's a card at 800, right? That 750 price point, AMD held that, right? AMD had that price point at 750. That was better or, you know, whatever. So that's when the TI card would come in and plan to plug that hole for NVIDIA. Now they messed up on the 4080 12 gigabyte or whatever they're going to do. So now they have these two cards that are going to be very, very close in performance and in price. And it's just like, is anybody going to buy this card?
Right. It's
kind of like you said, like with the RX 7900 XT and the XTX, we were like, and that's $100 difference. And we said, just get the XTX.
I guess
like,
I'll have to, because the memory is going to be the same, right? As far as we know, I think there's talks that we might see like multiple capacities, but as far as speed goes, it's going to be the same. So it's almost kind of like one of those, do you spend the extra money to get the more performance and that's where you put your money? Or do you buy the lower end card, spend that extra $50 on a different component, right? Like maybe you're getting a little more memory or a bump up on your processor. And then you just overclock this card to get, you know, maybe within range of that TI card.
Yeah, it would be the same memory to see how cut down this is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's only a $50 difference. So it can't be
that much.
Yeah. So
then it might be in the range of like, oh, hey, I overclocked this and now it performs as well as a base 4070 Ti and I just saved $50.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, we'll see as we get closer to this. But yeah, kind of, we keep on getting disappointed from NVIDIA, I feel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like one of those things. It's just one thing after
another. And it's not because like the cards are bad or don't perform well. They perform great. It's the pricing.
It's pricing. It's the marketing. Piece, it's and, the. Right.
the order they're doing things, it's just...
I think some people, the initial price of the 4090 kind of set them off. Like, this is crazy expensive. But if you did look at the performance, some people are like, okay, I get the performance. It's not a card for me because of the price, but I understand why it's priced what it is. And then the 4080 and the 4080 12 gigabyte came out, and you were like, they're based on two different GPUs completely. And I think a lot of people are like, NVIDIA's trying to get one over on us with this whole thing. And it just gave them a very bad taste in their mouth, and they're kind of still on that. And I think if this 4070 really doesn't give you a reason to not buy a 4070 Ti, it's kind of, again, it's still a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion, I don't know. But we'll move from GPU over to CPU things, but definitely something to do with gaming. AMD put out some slides of their 8-core Ryzen 7 7800X 3D, showing that it's about 20% faster than a Core i9 13900K in 1080p gaming. So they put out these slides that look a little bit, they look like this, showing one. This first one is a predecessor, so the Ryzen 7 5800X 3D versus 7800X 3D, and you can see you're getting 21%, 22%, 23%, 30% faster at 1080p gaming. And then this is the one that a lot of people are interested in. So this one is the Core i9 13900K, 13%, 18%, 23%, 24% faster. Again, these can be very much cherry-picked games that perform better on AMD products, but the 7800X3D comes out next month. It's going to be $250 cheaper than a Core i9 13900K. I think if this is accurate, and if you're a Red Dead Redemption 2 player or Horizon Zero Dawn, like if you're playing any of these games, then it would be the better choice. As we always say, and again, this isn't enough games to make a definitive.
Right. And this is a 1080, right? So
this is only a 1080.
What do these look like at 1440? And
yeah. I think you'll see it get very, it's going to be very close at those next resolutions. Yep. We saw that with the 7900 X3D and the 7950 X3D as well. Kind of trading blows back and forth. But yeah, again, if you're somebody who's in that 1080p gaming space, this might make sense. If you're looking to build a new PC in the next coming months, maybe wait for this part to come out and see what it kind of does. You've been really happy with your 5800X3D, right?
I have. Again, I bought it, but I haven't upgraded the GPU, right? So that's where I'm GPU bottlenecked for sure, right? I don't remember if I mentioned I'm going to Kansas City this weekend. There's a Micro Center up there. One of my buddies was up in Kansas City today. He took a picture outside of Micro Center. He's like, I'm just looking. And I was like, well, if you find some extra money in your pocket, bring me back a 4080 or 4070 Ti. And he's like, yeah, they've got them here. I'm like, I know they do, because I checked today and they have inventory. So yes, I'll say I'm happy with it. I haven't realized its full potential because of my GPU.
So you're going to get a GPU this weekend?
I don't know. Maybe.
I know. Awesome.
It will be awesome, but
you got to get a block for it and do all that stuff.
Though. Well, that got me thinking. I was like, I could just tear out my loop. I've got, a 360 AIO in the closet. I can just run that card there because that's the thing. I would have to get a block for it and then redo it. And not to say that I wouldn't, but if I wanted to use it right away, I can easily do it because I've got components to go that route. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm excited for you now. Excited to see if you get a new card. That'd be really cool. So that's something to definitely, like I said, the 7800X3D comes out next month. So like we say with any of these products, we see all this stuff before they come out. Don't make a decision until the reviews actually come out where people are testing 20, 30 games to really get an idea of what the pros and cons of that processor are, especially comparing it to the 13900K. So We saw some interesting, we saw these a little while ago, and now it looks like we're seeing real products come out of these. So we've seen these motherboards come out with the connections on the back. So Asus just announced a B670M Tough Gaming, where the connections, you know, are on the back of the board.
Who was it that we saw that had that at CES?
Gigabyte.
Gigabyte, yes. And we only we saw the right Project Stealth, and we saw it, but we didn't see it up and running at their booth. And then you were already gone, and I was walking the show floor, and I came across it at their show floor, but in a system that was running. And yeah, no, this is a really cool design. I like this. I think it has some really cool potential.
Yeah, and the thing that will be interesting to see is if this is, you know, this is kind of just starting, are we going to see case design change to support this? Is this going to be like a new standard? It'll look
interesting on the back on that motherboard, where we're used to having that motherboard plate with a cutout, right, for coolers. Now you're going to have like a web design, because you still have to support the board. You have to provide, you know, screw down spots. But you've also got to have openings around the edge, I guess. So I don't know.
Yeah, so this is the first one. And then soon after, MSI, some pictures from MSI came out of them working on a board. Very similar. Like I said, all the connections are on the back of the board.
This is that DIY Ape board.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I think it would be, like I said, the biggest barrier to entry on these boards is the cases, right? You have a case, like I have a Li & Leo 11 Dynamic Mini. Like, is my favorite case? Yeah, that's what I mean. Is it going to be a slow change? Like, remember the CPU cutout? That was like a new thing when that first came out. It's like it took a while for all of the cases to finally put the CPU cutout in. It's the same type of thing. Is this going to be a generational change where we slowly start to see it?
Well, and I think we're also going to need 90 degree connectors for these power, right? You see it there. They're not using 90 degree, but some cases don't have a ton of clearance
back
between
there,
that motherboard panel and the side. So, you know, those, I think some 90 degree either adapters or power supplies are going to have to adjust to that if this becomes a really popular format.
Yeah, it is kind of clean though, with the cutouts and the motherboards right here. I really like that. So,
well, and that's the thing. Like, is that what they're doing? Is they're taking advantage? Like, is this a different size form factor to take advantage of those existing holes in the case?
I don't think, because
it says Asus case. Do you see that down there on the?
Yeah, I did see that. Because here, if this is any board, whatever size it is, right? Here's the mounting thing here, and there's another one here.
Yeah, you'd expect that hole to be to the left more.
Yeah, you expect that hole to be up, like where this hole is up here. Right. That's where it would normally be. So this is definitely a case that's designed for this, for all this stuff on the back of the board, for sure. But then you run into things too. It's like, okay, we're MSI and we designed this kind of panel like this, right? But then there's companies that are like, okay, we're doing six, we're not doing four SATAs, we're doing six. Like, there's not enough room, or some connectors too big, or whatever. You know, like, how do you standardize that?
That's the thing. There'll just have to be a standard. Like, your case must have a hole this size. And then for a motherboard, it's like, you can use this space however you want, as long as it's within these specifications or size.
Well, we shall see. But it looks like I said, this is the three biggest motherboard manufacturers, right? Asus, MSI, and Gigabyte all have boards like this. So it's something that they're definitely doing. It does make it look clean, like that MSI Stealth system that we did see. It's very, very clean, which is cool to see. So I'll keep you updated if we see anything on that. This next thing is something that I need at least two of them. I need two.
Two? I don't think so.
I need two. I saw this, I was like, yes, I will take one. So this next product is the mother of all M.2 storage. And you know me, I'm super fast M.2 guy. And I saw this, like I said, and I was like, I need this right now. So this is from Apex Storage. This is their X21 add-in card. It's called X21 because it supports 21 Gen 4 NVMe SSDs. So it's a double PCB board. So here's the two PCBs, and then they kind of connect together down here. It's PCI Express, full-length add-in card, and you can see all the SSDs that it supports. It has its own PCI, or it has its own, it gives you 100 lanes of PCI Express 4.0.
Damn.
Yeah. You can see all the, and again, this is on each side. So, you know.
But does it have RGB?
No, it doesn't.
I'm just kidding.
But this, yeah, it's crazy. So it can do, what are the speeds on this?
Well, and this is Gen 4, so like Gen 5's around the corner, just like yeah. when they come out with their Gen 5 version of the same.
So if you populate this 30 with, gigs a with second. eight terabyte drives, you could have 168 terabytes of Gen 4 NVMe yeah. storage, speeds up to 30.5 gigabytes per second. I assume if you raid these up and... Yeah, man, I want this. I want two of them. Yeah, so you can see how the two boards...
Seems a little excessive, but okay.
I want this thing. It does require extra power. As you can see, each card has a 6-pin PCI Express. Total power for the board is 225 watts, I believe. 225 watts. It's just... I mean...
Yeah, so it's definitely putting out some heat, right? That heat sink is there for a reason.
Yeah, I think that heatsink covers the PCI Express PCI Express switch that's on there. So I believe that's what it's covering. And I assume these would get decently hot.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get a little bit of airflow going through your case and moving it across this, it would help out a lot.
Yeah, this is made for enterprise, obviously. This isn't a consumer product. It's made to be in a server where you would have that air kind of flowing across this. No word on pricing, but this thing's going to be incredibly expensive. Yeah, I'll take.
Well, yeah, just that's going to be expensive, and then you add the storage to it as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're buying 21 8 terabyte
drives.
Gen 4 SSDs, it's going to get real expensive, you know. So yeah, really, really cool to see. Like I said, no word on pricing on that. And then our last bit of actual hardware news is that we might see, and I know a lot of people aren't excited about this, but I think it would be really cool to see what Apple does, is that we possibly might see an Apple-based Mac Pro. So if you're not familiar with the Mac Pro, we call it the cheese grater because that's what it looks like. It's the most horrible design that I've ever seen. I really like the trash can. I think that was my favorite one.
Okay.
But do you have a favorite Mac Pro?
I mean, I don't think this looks terrible.
I'm not a fan of this. I didn't like it. I like the trash can. But in any case, was it
maybe the G5? I don't know.
But in any case, all of these really, really expensive Mac Pros have always had like an Intel Xeon processors or something like that, right? Really high end Intel processors. Well, obviously, Apple has had huge success with their own chips, with the M1, now the M2, the M2 Pro. And this is the only real product line where they don't have their own chip in it. And it looks like they're going to be putting their own chip in this. So I'm going to be really, people are saying it might use the new M2 Ultra. It seems like you would think there's something more powerful out there for this. Because this is all video editing, really high end stuff that is done.
Well, maybe they'll do like multi CPU. Yeah, right? We've seen that before in some of the previous pros. So maybe they'll just throw a couple in there.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited for that. I think that is a big competitor to Intel, and we've said it with the laptop stuff. They've really carved out a big section for themselves and got away from the issues with Intel processors as far as one, performance. You know, we were especially Intel mobile processors, just like the desktops, were kind of stuck on performance for a while. You'd only get those four cores, and and things like that. But beyond that, all the security issues that Intel was having with their processors, they got away from all that stuff too. So yeah, I mean, I would never buy one, but I'm excited to see what they do with this. So yeah, so like I said, we'll see what that will look like, but I think it will be really cool. And it might shake up the whole, you know, desktop PC kind of industry too, if they come out with a crazy chip, you know, like a desktop performance style chip. It would be pretty cool. But our last four stories are all gaming stories, which is weird. Yeah, we don't typically have a lot of gaming, but we usually cover the big stuff. And this next one is pretty big story. It looks like we possibly might have a new version of Counter-Strike Source. So Counter-Strike Source 2, which would be based on the Source 2 engine. Somebody found this in the new NVIDIA drivers, CS2.exe and CS2.exe, not CS2. Or not CS, you know, like Counter-Strike, that has the two on the end, which would make people think that it's a new version of the game, right? And then somebody else, a really well-known esports person, was like, that this is true. Counter-Strike, a new version of Counter-Strike is being built on the Source 2 engine. And that's a big deal. I mean, this game, this was like my first real competitive, might have been my first real competitive game that I played. Mm-hmm. I remember I played CS 1.6. Yeah. And I, after high school, and I'm 38 now. So after high school, my one buddy would ride his bike over my house and we would play Counter-Strike.
That's funny.
So
yeah, I didn't play any Counter-Strike. I was more of a Unreal Tournament and Quake player. I didn't play any Counter-Strike until Counter-Strike Source was a thing. So I didn't play any 1.6. Like, I went back and played some afterwards.
I remember if you were like a 1.6 OG and Source came out, you're like, nah, we're staying on 1.6. But yeah, that'd be a really big deal. I mean, it's still one of the most popular games and most played games out there. Still big, really, really big tournaments for this. It's still a very, very, very competitive game. So obviously getting better graphics and built on a new engine is always good. Keep the game up to date. But it will be a pretty big deal, I think, when it comes out. So that was the first news story. The second one, I think, is not happening. But it was a big rumor that came out that Grand Theft Auto 6 will be released holiday 2024, which is at the end of this year. Don't see that happening. Just don't. I don't know what you think on that, but I'm thinking like 2025-6 for this game.
Well, that's, and for fun. Us, like, console, it's going to launch on console first, and then we got to wait another year. I think
they'll launch it all. I don't know.
They didn't last for last one, so.
Well, that was so long ago, though.
It was. It's forever ago.
Yeah, I don't see this coming out. This was a rumor that it would be coming out. But yeah, I like I said, I would say more like holiday 2025 into 2026 for this game. It's just,
dang, Debbie Downer over here.
No, it's just, I just based on everything that I've seen, I don't know. We could be wrong. We could get an announcement next week. I don't know. But yeah. I just think that,
I mean, we saw some,
yeah, we did see all that
leaks, right? And
yeah, we did see
like,
all of
you
those
see
leaks.
That and you're like, oh man, it's got to be close. But
no, I didn't think anything like, I don't know, but we'll see. But that's the rumor. So if you're excited, I would you know, keep on following up on that stuff. Obviously, if we hear more on that one, we'll let you know. Yeah. Now this next game is a game that I played a lot, and I like literally would cause my computer, which was really powerful at the time, to completely just like stutter because there was so much going on the screen. So City Skylines was that game that I would build like the biggest cities ever, and then I would like load it, and then my computer would just like be like stuttering because there was so much going on the screen. Right. So they announced City Skylines 2. This is basically like SimCity, but like for adults?
I bought City Skylines and I sat down, I don't know, 6 months ago, maybe more, and tried playing it. And I was like, man, I suck at this. Or I don't know, I just didn't have fun. I'm sure, but it was like one of those, I need to spend more time with this and I can't. Yeah, so the time that I did spend with it wasn't enjoyable.
I played the original a lot, so I'm kind of excited for this. I probably will get it. It's one of those games where it's like, you know, like after like tonight, we're going to go play Apex and that can be like frustrating. This is kind of like relax building and it kind of just allows you to, you know, I don't know, just kind of do your own thing and just have a fun playing a game. So I really like City Skylines. So this is they have an announcement trailer and it's coming in. When is this coming out?
It also says, you know, it's on console as well. I can't imagine playing a game like this on console. Same thing, yeah. For like, oh, StarCraft and that, you know, like I don't know how people can play those on there, but they can.
Yeah, it doesn't have a release date. Maybe so it's coming 2023, so it should be coming out this year. I would probably say holiday time for this one, maybe. But I'm excited for that. I will probably buy that game. And then finally, this one has a little bit to do with hardware. AMD did announce a new gaming bundle with their Radeon RX 7900 series cards and RX 6000 series GPUs. So Last of Us Part 1 will be given away with all of these cards. So this is pretty much their entire lineup of graphics cards.
Nice.
So if you buy something like their RX 6400, you'll get The Last of Us Part 1, which is pretty cool. So that's definitely a nice little add-on if you're buying one of those cards, if you're thinking about it. So yeah. And talking about what we have coming up next week, I'm taking a look at a CPU cooler from Deepcool. It is their AK500 Zero Dark. Zero Dark versions are just completely blacked out for the most part. So the heat sink and the heat pipes are all black. The fan's all black. Even the fan clips are all black on this. Really awesome looking cooler. Pretty good performance there as well. So I will have that for you. And then I'm also looking at a mini ITX case from Cooler Master.
I didn't know you had this. And I saw this in the show notes this morning. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah, so this is their NR200P Max. And the reason I said yes to this, I'm not the biggest fan of doing mini ITX builds. They're just, they're annoying.
You said yes.
Yeah, I don't even have big hands. And it's just like, they're just annoying to me. So the reason I picked this one, or I said yes to reviewing this, is because it comes with a power supply, all installed. And all the wires are like run for you for the power supply. And there is an AIO that's included as well. So I don't have to worry about finding a smaller CPU cooler. I can kind of put everything together. It should be at least easier than most mini ITX builds. And again, it comes with all this stuff, so I don't have to worry about it. So I'm excited for that. So it's, like I said, very small. You can see the AIO up top. And then you have the power supplies in this little box back here.
And it comes apart pretty well, and it has that the back section that comes off, so you can put your GPU in easier. I saw it's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things. And I remember some cases where it was just like such a pain to get your graphics card in there. Where this, you can kind of see right there, it kind of comes off, which is really nice to get the longer graphics cards. And then it supports like long graphics cards. I don't know the full length of it. But yeah, it's a pretty neat looking case. I really like the color. So we have like this color, which doesn't look good on this picture, but it's kind of like, it's a little bit darker than this. But yeah, like I said, I'm excited to take a look at it. So we'll have that for you guys, there next week as well. And talking about, stuff, at least one cool thing that I've gotten into recently, and we were talking about Last of Us, the game, the reason why the PC game is coming out is because the TV show is on right now, and I've started watching this and it's really good.
That's what I've heard. I just haven't watched it. I've heard it.
Yeah,
nothing but HBO, good things about it. Yep.
HBO Max. If you're not familiar, Last of Us, I think it came out like 10 years ago. The game.
Long ago? Wow.
It was on PlayStation.
Yeah.
So it's a PlayStation game. I remember seeing the trailer for it 10 years ago. And I was like, oh, this cool, like, post-apocalyptic world looks really cool. But, like, again, I never owned a play. The last PlayStation I owned was a PlayStation 2, I think. So, but yeah, no, it's the TV show's really good. Yeah, I like post-apocalyptic type shows anyways. Like, I was a big Walking Dead person. So I would definitely recommend watching this if you're into that kind of stuff. And it's cool that it's based off of a game, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some of those can go well. Some of them can be pretty crummy. Yeah. I've heard good things about this, though.
There can be some bad ones. But yeah, this one seems to be doing pretty good. So that's why they're coming out with the PC game. I assume it's just a port. I haven't really looked into the PC game. But I assume it's just a port, but it kind of makes sense for it to come out now, 10 years later, just for the, because the show's so popular. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing. I did want to let you guys know, some updates on the site too, really quickly. One, if you go on the mobile version of the site, it now lists like our reviews, like in the kind of listing of everything. I had it just to show news. And so, like, you would never see our reviews kind of pop up on the mobile version of the site. So now you'll be able to see those. So I kind of changed that around. But yeah, it's kind of the updates and things that I've been working on. Have you been doing anything recently? Or you're going to be getting a graphics card, I think.
I don't know. Up. We'll see. I think I talked about this No, I didn't. Not last week. So the week before, maybe I didn't have this yet. But I bought the Holly Land... What is this? Lark C1, I think.
Yeah.
Microphones, after you had looked at the other version. And just like I used them, but I think I need to, just a good reminder to look into the settings and like verify things, you know, like noise cancellation on or off. I think I made a quick video last week and I had noise cancellation on, and I think that made it sound not as good as it could. And then just, I need to look into like some stereo settings as well.
Bob was looking to, you also want to look into the settings, the audio settings on your camera.
On my camera. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. No, so I had that issue when I have the Rode Wireless Go's, and I had them set up perfectly for my A6300, but for this camera, the ZV1, they were like blowing the sound out. Like I recorded something, and then I listened to it back. I was like, oh my God, I have to reshoot this whole thing because it was.
Yeah, yes, I had to drop the recording level on my camera for sure.
But no, those are great little microphones. Yeah, I use the one on my iPhone a lot.
I got this version because it's got the Type-C connectivity for charging, but then it has the 3.5 millimeter out. So I can use it on my Canon camera. I can also use it on my GoPro or my DJI Osmo Action.
Yeah,
with its Type-C to 3.5 audio adapter as well. So I can use it on multiple devices. The only thing I can't use it on right now is my phone. But I think it would work with a C to 3.5.
Yeah, audio probably. Adapter. Yeah. So, yeah.
We'll give it a shot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you have a new mouse?
I do. I got it right here. It's can I show it? I think you can, right? It's not under NDA or anything. So I have the HyperX Pulsefire Haste 2 wireless version. Been testing this thing out, loving it so far. We talked earlier in the show of like, it's nice when you get a product in to review and it becomes your new daily driver. Like that's the Pulsefire Haste original one is like that for me. I got it, used it, and I was like, I'm never giving this thing up. Now I have the wireless version, the Haste 2, testing it out. I like it quite a bit. So far. So yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Nice. Yeah, I have a bunch of new products into review. We have some really cool stuff coming up there as well. So definitely, guys, stay tuned for all of that. As a reminder, again, we are giving away that laptop. So get your entry in on that. We are going to jump over to Twitch. So again, if you're not familiar, if you're new to the stream this week, we live stream to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, but then we jump over to Twitch for our gaming stream. So it's twitch.tv/thinkcomputers.
Also, free game on Epic Game Store. Old Man isn't here in the chat tonight, but Call of the Sea is free. until tomorrow morning. And then there's a Warhammer 40K Gladius Relics of War that's free tomorrow as well.
Nice. Very cool. But yeah, we're going to jump over to Twitch. So again, twitch.tv/syncomputers. Ryan runs that stream, so make sure you yell at him if you jump over there. Make sure you tell him he's trash. Mm-hmm. And he'll probably be eating Oreos tonight. So
You know what? Fresh pack. My wife went to the store. She's like, do you need anything from the grocery store? I said, yes, Oreos.
Did you ever eat all those Oreos that I sent you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're gone. Long
yeah, gone. I figured. Yeah. So, all right. So, like I said, we will be over there. We appreciate everybody that was in the live chat. And we'll see everybody next week.